And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says we are to do good rather than evil, even to our enemies? It is easy to be nice to people who are nice to us, isn't it? And it is easy to do good things for people who do good things for us. Jesus once observed, "If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same," Luke 6, verse 33. Yes, doing good comes easy when it is in response to someone else who has done good to us. But that wasn't all Jesus had to say on this matter. He also taught, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. Love your enemies, do good, hoping for nothing in return. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Luke chapter 6, verse 27 and verses 35 through 36. Christ's comments put our ideas about doing good in an entirely new light, do they not? As Christ's children, we cannot simply love those who love us or do good to those who do good to us. That will never do. Rather, we must go the extra mile, literally, if necessary. In fact, in his beautiful Sermon on the Mount, Jesus addressed that very thing. Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Whosoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. Matthew chapter 5, verses 39 through 41. That certainly isn't normal human behavior, is it? No, it's not. As Jeremiah noted, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. And wasn't that Christ's point? The untamed heart of what the Apostle Paul called the natural man, 1 Corinthians 2:14, leans toward spite and revenge, not forgiveness and mercy. It was for this reason that Jesus said, "Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice." Matthew 9, verse 13. Jesus could say that and mean it. After all, wasn't he the one who said as he hung dying on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do," Luke 23, verse 34? Now, what are you saying about those who have mistreated you?